When seller wants to pull out, not that type of pull out, get out of your dirty mind. But anyway, sorry. I have funny jokes, so excuse me. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of the 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're talking about when seller wants to pull out. Not that type of pull out. Get out of your dirty mind. But anyway, sorry. I have funny jokes, so excuse me. But the question came in here. It's about seller pulling out. Let's just dive right in, shall we? Okay. I have a seller in foreclosure who has already deeded me their home, who is now wanting to pull out. The home is already in a trust. Doesn't mean anything to me, by the way. Do I let the bank know or hire a lawyer? Guess what the problem is here. What's the problem here? Can you guess what the problem is? I'm going to give you time. Just go in the commentary and put the problem there. The problem is lack of leads, no pipeline. You're stuck on one deal, which is not really a deal. It's just a lead. Okay? That's the problem. You don't have options. Okay? Anytime somebody wants to pull out of your contract, I'm going to give you a rule of thumb. A rule of thumb. As a real estate wholesaler, okay, let's first of all define what a real estate wholesaler is. A real estate wholesaler is a type of a real estate investor. It's a real estate investing. Real estate wholesaling is a real estate business model, okay? It's a business model. It's a type of business model in real estate investing. It's the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing, locking the property under contract, okay? And then assigning the rights to that contract to an end buyer, an investor, for an assignment fees, anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 per deal. That's my highest. It could be more, depending on how big the deal is, okay? But it's a lucrative business, and anyone can do it. Real estate investors, real estate wholesaling, same essentially, but real estate wholesaling has the option of assigning the right to a contract to an end buyer, okay? It's an option. I'm gonna talk about options now, okay? Now, speaking of options, if you're dealing with a lead that just came in, one lead, that means somebody says, I want to sell. You lock the contract in, that doesn't mean anything. It's just maybe a step or two closer to a deal, okay? It doesn't mean anything. You need a pipeline of those things coming in, okay? And by the way, what I teach you here is to make the whole market yours. All the contracts that's locked in the marketplace are yours. That's what I teach you here. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, okay? However, you have a pipeline of leads coming. But if you don't have a pipeline, you found a house around the corner, you drove around for dollars, you wrote it down, you found the seller, and now they want to pull out. That was your problem. That was your fault, okay? Because you got stuck on one lead. You don't have options. Now, if the person wants to pull out, anytime somebody wants to pull out of a deal or lead, as a rule of thumb, especially as a real estate wholesaling professional, you should allow them, okay? Your contracts are more psychological in nature than they are real thing, okay? A contract, they want to pull out a contract, let them go. They may even ask you for an email to let them go. Let them go. You have leads. You have a pipeline of leads coming in. Why would you want to worry about that? So the question here says, the home is already in a trust. A trust is technical terms for hiding the ownership of a property, legal stuff. I'm not a lawyer. I don't care about stuff like that. I let my lawyer worry about kind of stuff like that. It means nothing. Bottom line is that this person wants out of the situation they have with you. Why would you want to hold them hostage? Why would you want to hold somebody that doesn't want to work with you hostage? Remember, you're a problem solver. Just in case you don't know, if you want to make a lot of money in real estate wholesaling, you need to be problem solving, okay? So that means somebody needs to admit to the fact that they have a problem. Or actually, the way you attracted them was because they answered to a call you put out into the marketplace. We call it marketing, right? And they say, yes, I have a problem. Can you help me solve the problem? We buy houses. Yeah, I do have a problem in the form of a house. Can you help me get rid of this piece of crap, right? You're solving problems. No, all of a sudden, somebody says, I don't have a problem anymore. I don't want to work with you anymore. Why would you want to hold them hostage. That wouldn't really make sense, right? So here's what I'm going to tell you. You want to approach this business with your, you need to hold on to your common sense as a tool. Now, there's a lot more than common sense that you're going to learn in this game. However, hold on to common sense. You're going to need it. If something doesn't make common sense to you, don't push it. Don't waste your time on it, okay? Your time is the number one asset. You need to protect it. What you spend it on is very important. The last thing you want to spend your time on is somebody who doesn't want to work with you, either in the form of a customer or a partner, okay? If they don't want to work with you, let them go. You have options. At the very minimum, that's the mindset you want to approach this business with. Confidence. Because people, in general, are attracted to confidence, okay? Borderline, damn near arrogance. People are attracted to that. That's just the way the world works, okay? You don't want to be an asshole. That's not what I'm saying. However, people need you to have some confidence in order to feel comfortable in, or feel safe with the idea of working with you or being in any kind of relationship with you, right? So you never want to leave that behind. Now, the idea of hiring a lawyer to do what? To file a lawsuit? That's a punk move, okay? That means you don't have options. That means you're stuck on this one deal. Now, if somebody stole your money and you already have money in a situation and you have a lot of money in the situation, you can file a lawsuit to get your money back. But if somebody want out and they're willing to give you their money, whatever money or considerations of the contract back to you, just let them go. You have options, okay? So the question is, do I let the bank know? Which bank are you talking about? So somebody deeded a property to you. What is a deed? A deed is the title of a, you know, what represents the title or ownership of a property, right? So somebody already signed a deed over to you, meaning you now technically, keyword is technically, you now technically own the property. But don't forget that you also own all the liabilities that come with the property. Maybe not necessarily responsible for paying it back, but these liens are going to be against the property. There's a lien against the property. It was deeded over to you. It's facing foreclosure, right? Now you want to let the bank know. The bank to do what? If you let the bank know and they didn't know about the deal you got into with the homeowner, what makes you think they're going to honor that? They're not going to honor your conversation. It doesn't mean anything to them. You may say, hey, they want to call due on sale clause, right? Like meaning they owe the money now. Well, it's already in foreclosure, so that's not really a factor anymore. It's already in foreclosure, which means the owner is already facing a situation. So what it sounds like to me ultimately here is that this person is frustrated. You promised them some kind of solution. You promised, you deeded the property over. I don't like dealing with deeds in general. I rather deal with contracts. I can cancel contracts, okay? You can also cancel deeds, you know, especially if it's not recorded, you can just tear it up, right? But there's a lot of investor gurus out there teaching stuff like recording the deed, and it's too messy. As a real estate wholesaler, especially real estate wholesaler, your job is marketing. You generate leads for the market at large. You generate leads for other investors. Leads are some people that want to sell a house. You generate leads. When we say we buy houses, that's not really you. You're just generating a lead and you get paid for doing that. You generate leads of people that need all the money they can get. You generate that lead for realtors, agents that can be your partner in other ways. You generally, they will be happy to work with you. You know, sometimes it baffles me. You know, like I don't understand people saying they have a beef with an agent. No. Find a way you can bring value to an agent. You can generate leads for them, leads of people that want full price for their houses. Send it to the realtor. The realtor will be happy to do anything you want for you. They will find you valuable. What value can you bring to this realtor? What value can you bring to the marketplace? That's how you want to lead your business in this, in any kind of marketplace. That's how you want to lead. You want to lead with value. We have the three core pillars: value, automation, and media. And people, serving people, those are the three core pillars of this business and any business, and any business anywhere, okay? So you should be leading with value. How would you be leading with value if you hire a lawyer to do what? To destroy their life? The life is, they're facing foreclosure, right? How can you give yourself value? Do you have any self-respect for your own time? If you do, you should let it go. Let the contract go. They want to pull out, whatever process is going to take to get them to pull out, let them pay for it, let them get it done. Say, sure, you want to pull out? No problem. What do you need from me? You need an email to say, I let go of my rights, and just give them that. That's all you want to do. You do that, you let it go. Okay, you let it go. One of the best skill sets you're going to have in this game is letting go. Letting go is going to be one of the best skill sets you can have in entrepreneurship. Because when you let go, you create room for the most valuable things to come into your life. You create room for you to serve the people that wants to be served. That's the only way you get paid. All right. So again, the primary issue here is not having the pipeline, not generating leads. If that's something you're interested in, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get a free copy of this. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling is the name of the book. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. You get a free PDF download. If you're interested in audio, Kindle, or paper like this too, the options are there. And also, Real Estate Money Secret, I'll give you that as a bonus. It's my other book. Right? Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And peace.